Has anybody checked in, Nancy?
Number two checked in.
Okay, case number two, 22-855.
Yep, I think that's you. Are you 855?
Yes.
Morning, Ann. Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Good morning, yes. My name is Attorney Jennifer Miller for the Issue Authority.
And counsel, just to confirm, the record we have indicates there are active restraining orders. Are there?
That is correct.
They're still in effect?
That is correct.
Is it three separate or two?
Two.
Okay, sir. You're aware that there's protective orders in effect against you. Given that, we do not have the power under the statutes that created this board to grant your appeal because you are not authorized under the protective orders to possess firearms. So you have two options. You can proceed knowing that we will have to deny your appeal, or you can withdraw your case. And I don't know what will happen. I don't know when your permit's going to expire. I don't know if it already has. I think we have a restraining order in effect through November of this year.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's weird. I understand.
There's a timing issue. Yep.
I just talked to my lawyer and he told me just to show up because it would look bad if you just didn't show up and just because you want to be in front of the court.
Right.
And just the only thing I would just like to mention is that the two restraining orders that aren't active, one of them, somehow, I actually was the victim of domestic violence, but she went to the court first, and she ended up getting a restraining order. I have no idea how that works.
Right.
And then the other one is between my aunt and I, and that was just because I called Adult Protective Services, just to, because she's taking care of my grandfather, and she didn't like that, and
okay.
She was able
yeah.
to pass it in court, so. But I haven't been arrested. I have no assaults or domestics. I'm just a good person, but I'm just dealing with a couple of crappy situations.
I understand that, sir. But given the fact that we cannot grant your appeal, your options are either to withdraw and just deal with the after effects once the restraining orders are lifted in November. You may have to reapply for a permit if your permit expires in the meantime or has expired. If you want to proceed with the case, most likely this will be decided on a motion against you. So those are your two options.
So
how do you want to proceed?
Can I ask one question?
Maybe.
So if you know, if I withdraw and then my pistol permit, I think it expires next year. But I wasn't ever arrested and I haven't been charged with anything. Once it's over in November, does that? Like, are you guys going to bring that back up? Or is it once it's over, it's over?
It's not us. So the board hears the appeal. It's the state that has revoked it, so I can't speak for them. You may want to follow up with your attorney if there's issues after the fact.
So I guess I'll just withdraw.
Okay. The case has been withdrawn at 10:44. Thank you very much, sir.